Dave and Dejanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio.
We continue to our developing story coverage here for just the next few minutes. Learned in the 9 o'clock hour about SUU going on lockdown, as well as all public schools in the Cedar City area. SUU, Southern Utah University, alerting students and the public that they've gotten a suspicious phone call about a possibility of an active shooter on campus in Cedar City. Then just a bit ago, Dave, they released what they called a description. They said, please be aware of a suspect fitting the description of a white male with a black hat, black shades, green T-shirt, long hair, blue jeans, 20 to 25 years old. Seems very, very specific in a situation like this. So they're telling people to just be on the lookout. Also, to basically hide, you know, if you're on the campus, get into lockdown mode, find a room, find, you know, an area that you can hide and lock the door.
Deb, I'm seeing an up-to-the-minute update from the SUU website. Again, this was right now. They say, emergency notification, we received reports of hearing noises that sounded like shots fired at the science building at Southern Utah University. All SUU facilities are in lockdown. If you're on campus, follow lockdown procedures.
Okay. I feel like right now we cannot step away from this story, Caitlin. So I know we're having a hard time getting information out of Cedar City, which is obviously there's a huge distance between Salt Lake City and Cedar City. And it's not a huge community. They're very busy with a situation that is ongoing right now. So I think we just need to continue to try to get as much information as we can. Dave, you read that on the SUU website. This happened first thing this morning at about 9 o'clock. We started getting word that there had been the suspicious phone call. Now, you immediately remembered that last April at this time, that SUU had received another suspicious phone call. We reported that. However, this seems to have escalated since then to the point where now we have a description, a more specific description of somebody that police are looking for and also the public is being warned to look out for. And then it's since gone, you know, into what lockdown mode there. They've secured the buildings. They've told all of the everybody on campus that they should be in lockdown mode. And if you aren't, get to lockdown mode. And then also continuing to keep all the kids in the area safe. The Iron County School District. Is it the Iron County School District? Cedar City area has put all of its schools in lockdown as well. And that's, you know, elementaries to high school.
This is the first we've heard of shots fired or reports that they've heard sounds or noises that sounded like shots fired. Again, this was posted less than 2 minutes ago to the SUU website. Every page that I go to on SUU has this alert at the very top of the website, and they say to students, monitor, stay locked down until you hear from officials. We will update the website. We will update social media when things are all clear.
The first alert, according to this website, came in at 9:23 this morning, started with unconfirmed reports of an active shooter on the SUU campus in Cedar City. They didn't have any further details at that time. They said, please be alert, notify authorities of any suspicious activity. Local law enforcement is en route. And then they told everybody, if you haven't been to campus, stay away from campus. Don, you attended SUU. You want to jump on the microphone. You're a graduate of Southern Utah University. It's not a very large campus. However, it's big enough that why don't you come on the air and kind of describe the campus for us and let us know kind of what you remember from being down there. And was there these kinds of drills or lockdown procedures when you were there?
When I was there, there wasn't, because that was a number of years ago. In fact, I graduated almost 30 years ago now.
Have you been back since?
I have been back. My parents still live down there. My sister is actually a teacher at the high school. So I'm very connected to Cedar City. I was down there just a couple weeks ago. The campus itself is right in the middle of town. It literally is kind of the heart and core of Cedar City. It goes from about 2nd West down to I-15, and then it extends from about 2nd North down to 1st or 2nd South. You mentioned an elementary school that's on lockdown. That's actually where I went to school. South Elementary is just south of the university campus. And then Cedar City High School is just a little bit further west of that.
Is it Don Brinkerhoff, by the way, is very instrumental behind the scenes here at our show and also a reporter here at KSL News Radio, grew up in the Cedar City area, very familiar, went to SUU, where we are now getting reports of a possible active shooter on campus at SUU. The students have been ordered to go on lockdown, as well as the surrounding public schools all on lockdown. Is the campus all one big campus, Don, or are there satellite campuses around Cedar City?
It's mostly focused. It's pretty consistent end-to-end, and the science building where shots were heard is kind of on the southeast portion of the campus.
It looks to be near the upper quad. Does
yeah,
that sound right?
It's right next to the upper quad. In fact, the upper quad, that's, you know, we play intramural sports and things there. It's right just on the south end of that upper quad.
And I would imagine, let's say it's at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning on a Thursday, that campus could be pretty packed with students.
I'm sure that most of the students were probably in class at 9 o'clock just because students, that's a typical time. And
yeah,
Thursday is one of those days that, even if it's a, you know, an every other day class, Tuesday, Thursday classes are pretty
not
common.
To get too personal, but you said your sister's a teacher there at the high school. We know the high school also on lockdown, likely connected to this, just as a precaution. Have you heard anything from her?
I have not.
Okay.
But
mom and dad saying anything to you? Have you been in touch with mom and dad? Are they asking how she's doing?
I haven't been in touch with my mom and dad. They're in a medical situation and may not even know about it right now.
Well, maybe that's good then. They're
yes.
not up to date on this. But hopefully everything's safe at the high school. Would you let us, you know if you hear anything that you can report on the air?
I will.
Of course, we're thinking about your sis there, who's a teacher at the high school. They took precautions, rightfully so. Now we have all of these procedures in place. Thank goodness we do, that when something goes afoul in any area, they just, as a precaution, go into lockdown mode right away. And the latest alert we're seeing, the latest update, Dave, which is the emergency notification that you caught, it crossed at 10:06 this morning. The SUU reporting that it's received reports of hearing noises that sounded like shots fired at the science building at SUU. SUU facilities are on lockdown, all of them, according to this alert. And that if you're on campus, follow the lockdown procedures by going to the nearest room, locking the door. If you're not on campus, stay away. Police are on scene and investigating. Are you seeing anything new on your side of this, Dave?
They keep updating this every few minutes. The most recent, again, was just about 4 minutes ago, just reiterating that they've received reports of hearing noises that sounded like shots fired at the science building on that southeast part of campus.
Okay, we're going to continue to track developments. Just a minute, I'm getting another text. Okay, it's not related to this story. So we'll step away for just a moment, gather more information, and be right back.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Okay, this has just been a developing story, almost minute by minute, down at Southern Utah University. And we are just tracking this story as best we can, given the distance down to Cedar City. But Dave, you just caught another alert about the suspicious situation regarding the phone call that SUU got having to do with a possible active shooter on campus. What's the update?
The SUU website has done a phenomenal job of updating and giving the latest through their campus alert system. And at the very top of the SUU website, any page you go on the SUU website, you will see this SUU alert. And the latest emergency notification says that the science buildings at SUU are currently being cleared. All buildings still remain on lockdown. If you're on campus, follow lockdown procedures by going into the nearest room and locking the door. If you are not on campus, stay away. Police are on the scene and investigating. We just reached out to the SUU police department. They said we have nothing more to add to what is already being posted on the website.
They're probably just absolutely swamped given the what's going on down there and the high alert that the entire community is on, because they've not only locked down SUU, and that's, you know, it's not a small campus. It's not the largest campus, but it's not a small campus. They're also locking down and have locked down all of the public schools in the Cedar City area as a precaution. Clearing the science building, that is why that is critical information, at least in the in regards to this update, is that in an early alert, SUU said, we received reports of hearing noises that sounded like shots fired at the science building at Southern Utah University. So they got to get in there and they've got to clear that building room by room. We're trying to reach out to some of my former colleagues at the FBI who often respond. They aren't the first responders. Police are. But the FBI will often come in as, you know, I want to say as like a second response team in situations like this to add layers of law enforcement to assist local law enforcement authorities, because they are the first responders in most situations. So they'll be going room to room, clearing the buildings, making sure that, you know, either they can get a hold of the suspect, which they put a pretty descriptive description out of, or make sure everybody there is safe.
Yeah, they were looking for a suspect. They said, please be aware of a suspect that fits this description. White male with a black hat, black shades, green T-shirt, long hair, blue jeans, somewhere in the 20 to 25-year-old range.
While we continue to gather more information with our team of producers and reporters in the newsroom, I'm just going to step away from this for just a moment. Trust me, I am really, really keeping, as you are, Dave, keeping a very, very close eye on all the developments on this. We'll bring you back in the loop as soon as we know more information, either out of Cedar City or we get somebody else on the line who is in that area and could figure out, you know, give us more information. We heard earlier from Don Brinkerhoff, who's one of our great co-workers here at KSL News Radio and has been for a number of years. He grew up in that area. He described the campus to us. He described the science building to us and said, yeah, I mean, Thursday morning at 9 a.m. when this thing went down, certainly a lot of students on campus there at SUU, that it's just one main campus, because I asked him about, you know, satellite campuses in the area. Oftentimes schools will do that now. He said, no, it's just one main campus. And now since then, we've confirmed that they're looking specifically at the science building. But I want to also talk about our other big developing story here, which is the real possibility that in about 7 days, we'll have an announcement that Salt Lake City area will be getting a National Hockey League team in the form of the Coyotes, which currently play in a very precarious situation down in the Tempe, Arizona State, Tempe area, being bought by Ryan Smith, the current owner of the Jazz. Of course, Ryan Smith has been not toying with the idea, but outright saying he's going to bring an NHL team here. And it looks like it can happen in 7 days, or it might happen in the next 7 days, an announcement might be made. How to remind our listeners, Dave, how we know this is really going on behind the scenes.
The rumors had been coming out for quite some time. Ryan Smith has been very open about wanting the NHL, that he's been communicating with the league directly. But it wasn't until yesterday that we saw and got reports that the NHL had created two different schedules for the Arizona Coyotes. One was, this is the schedule, this is what it would look like if Arizona stayed. Here's what it would look like if they moved to Salt Lake City. Now, that is a monumental shift and goes from being quaint little rumors to, this is not just going to happen, it's going to happen for next season. That is a huge development, because unlike the Major League Baseball rumors and trying to ramp up about the possibility of bringing Major League Baseball here, we're still looking 6-7 years out for Major League Baseball.
Right.
This would be October, 6 months from now. That is monumental and would just shoot. This is a rocket ship. This is moving so fast.
Hans and Scotty, Sports Zone, talked to Frank Saravelli. He is the one who broke the story. I'm trying to remember the name of his website. Daily. I'm going to get there. Hold on a second. I got a lot of paperwork in front of me here. Daily Face Off. Of course, that's what it's called.
He's got hundreds of thousands of, no,
this
of
guy,
followers.
This guy is not knows just a, his yeah. stuff. Daily Face Off. And it's, you know, I'm not diminishing it. Yeah. He's hundreds of thousands of followers on Twitter. This is a website that is dedicated solely to hockey. This guy knows his stuff. And here's what he's been saying about this move.
And bring NHL hockey to Salt Lake City in time for puck drop in October.
All right. Let me add more.
This is developing rapidly. It's not done, but I'm told that they've made significant and meaningful progress on what would be the framework of an agreement to sell the Arizona Coyotes franchise ultimately to Ryan Smith and the Smith Entertainment Group.
And this would make the Arizona Coyotes owner somewhere in the neighborhood of $700 million of profit, $700 to $900 million in profit. So financially, it is a huge win for this owner. But one of the things where my mind goes, Debbie, is can we support this? Now that it's getting real, can we support this? Can we support a National Hockey League team? Because we've had minor league hockey. We've had the Grizzlies for years. And we don't fill up that stadium. They get about 5,000-6,000 fans per game. That's not exactly who shows up as well, right? That's the tickets that are sold. I've been to plenty of Grizzlies games where there's just a handful of folks. So have we a track record that says, yeah, we can absolutely not just improve on what the Grizzlies are doing, but can we fill up the Delta Center by bringing in an NHL team? And that's where I think ultimately it's Ryan Smith's decision where he says, yeah, I absolutely believe that's what will happen.
I want to get back to our breaking news, our developing story. We've got a development on our breaking news story, so let's get the information out to our listeners. This is just posted moments ago on X by Southern Utah University. The science building at SUU, the buildings, plural, have been fully cleared at Southern Utah University. There has been confirmation that no shots were fired. All buildings still remain on lockdown. They're still advising if you're on campus, follow lockdown procedures by going into the nearest room and locking the door. This all began to unfold just after 9 o'clock this morning. Reports of possible shots fired at the science building at SUU. Police are now working to clear those buildings, and we just heard they've confirmed that no shots were fired.
Again, initially, where my mind went was back about a year ago this time when SUU had a prank call about an active shooter on campus. That proved to be exactly that, a prank call. The FBI had warned that this was happening across the nation and that these prank calls were likely coming from outside of the country. This happened to high schools here at Spanish Fork High School. And similar developments when there was this initial feeling that there's an active shooter, everyone's in lockdown. I remember speaking to students and administrators at Spanish Fork. He said, oh, yeah, the rumors were flying where kids started to say, oh, yeah, I heard shots being fired. Well, a similar thing has happened at SUU where they were getting reports that maybe they had heard shots being fired. But you just said they have confirmed that no shots had been fired.
Mm-hmm. There's been a confirmation that no shots were fired. The science building's fully cleared. Police usually go in and clear those buildings. So I'm sure that they've been in those buildings going room to room to determine what, if anything, is going on. Along the way, they had put out a complete description of a possible suspect that they were warning students and faculty to look out for. So This is very, very early on. We always want to bring you the latest information as we get it. We will continue to track it. We don't know if this was indeed a hoax. We don't know if this was indeed a real situation down there. But our team of reporters and producers continue to track these developments and have been in touch with the police there locally, as well as Southern Utah University. We'll keep you posted as the story continues to develop throughout the morning.